Okay, so let's. I wanted to take a look at this Tosos Diol Gabi Diol Pater. We looked at it a little bit last week. The sugya that we're doing, I divided up into six parts. The first part was about wet ink, which we had a share on last week. Can you give a get while the ink is still wet? The second part was whether you need a klaf hamiskayim. The Mishnah said that you need dio hamiskayim, you need the ink to be lasting, but do you need klaf that could actually last? So we had a shiur or two on that last week as well. For now, I'm going to skip the third part. We'll go to the fourth part, which is about dio al gabe dio. What if you have black ink written on top of black ink? So whatever we talk about, is it kosev? When we say, is something kosev, that means a lot of different things. Kosev matters in Hilchos Shabbos, because obviously there's a melacha d'orais of kosev. Kosev matters by a get, because a get needs ksiva. Pasuk says, because of law, sefer krisa, so you need ksiva on a get. And kosev matters for a sefer Torah. It's you need to write a sefer Torah. For all stam, for all sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzos, right, kosev matters. So you need ksiva for all of those things. So when we call something kosev, it's going to be l'chora. One would think, one would imagine it's kosev across the board. And when we say that doing this action is not called being kosev, it won't be considered kosev across the board. So our Gemara mentioned in the Hilchos Shabbos context, diol gabe diol, that if you have black ink, and then you take more black ink and just trace over the letters that are already there in black ink, that you're pater in Hilchos Shabbos. It's not called mochek, you're not erasing the letters that were there first, nor is it kosev, nor is it writing new letters on top. So that's not called kosev. Therefore, one would imagine that if you have a get, let's say, that was not written lishma, but it's printed out in black ink, and you take more black ink and write over it lishma, that would not be called kosev, because diol gabe diol is not kosev. You would also imagine that if you had a sefer Torah that was not written lishma, and the halacha of the sefer Torah has to be written lishma, and it was written black ink, it just wasn't written lishma, the shemos in the sefer Torah weren't written lishma, and you take more black ink and you write over those shemos lishma, one would imagine that that's not called kosev of a sefer Torah, and therefore the sefer Torah would be pasul. That's what we would assume, that's what we would imagine. In fact, our Gemara at least equates the first two categories. Our Gemara, after telling us that writing black on top of black is not kosev for Shabbos. And what about writing black on top of red? What did our Gemara say in Hilchos Shabbos? That is kosev for Shabbos. Not only is it kosev, it's also mochek, right? It's erasing the red. So that's considered kosev and mochek, but it's definitely kosev for Hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara says, oh great, Reish Lakish says, I have an idea. Rabbi Yochanan, what if you have an aide that doesn't know how to sign his name? So can we just write his name in red and have him write over it in black? And that way it'll be a good signature because it's kosev. So Rabbi Yochanan says, in theory, yes, but in practice, no. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan isn't happy about it. He said, I'm only going to call it kosev l'chumra, not l'kula, whatever. But that was Reish Lakish's idea. So, and the Rabbi Yochanan's response is, "Mepnei shanu medamin." Just because I think that the halachas of get should parallel the halachas of Shabbos, nasa maisa, doesn't mean that I'm going to be mekel. To be mekel is already a big step. I don't want to be mekel the maisa. But mepnei shanu medamin, I do equate in theory. I do think that what's called kosev for Shabbos, what's called kosev for get, should be the same. I mean, he does acknowledge that. Nachon? So, says Tosos. Okay, if that's the case, our Gemara makes a very clear statement that dio al gabe dio, black on black, is not kosev. And if it's not kosev for Shabbos, our Gemara also made a clear statement that we equate Shabbos to get. So it's not going to be called kosev for gittin either. Here's the problem. In exactly one daf from now, on daf Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about a different case of dio al gabe dio. If you look in the Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chista, get shekasvu shelo lishma, vehevir lov kulmus lishma." Let's say you have a get that was written shelo lishma, then you write over it. You take more black ink, write over it lishma. Banan l'machlokas Rabbi Dvar Banan. That's machlokas tanaim. How so? The Tanya Brisa says as follows: Hareisha yitzarich lichtov es Hashem. Let's say you're writing a Sefer Torah, and you got up to writing the Shem Hashem. You're supposed to write the Shem Hashem. You get Vaidabra Hashem El Moshe, you just wrote Vaidabra, and you're up to the word Hashem. V'niskavin lichtov Yehuda, but you got confused for a second, and you thought that you weren't supposed to write Hashem's name, that you were supposed to write Yehuda. Good? Not Yudke Vavke, but Yud-Hei Vav-Dalet-Hei. Right? You were supposed to write Yehuda. You thought you were supposed to write Yehuda. But then, as you were trying to write Yehuda, v'ta'av Elohito bo dalet, you misspelled Yehuda. You accidentally left the dalet out of Yehuda. So what did you end up with? Yudke Vavke, which is Shem Hashem. But that's what you needed anyway. That's what you were supposed to write. You were supposed to write the Shem Hashem. You just thought you were supposed to write Yehuda. So it worked out great. You end up with the Shem Hashem. Only one problem. You didn't write the Shem Hashem L'shma. You wrote the Shem Hashem trying to write Yehuda. You didn't write L'shem Kedushas Shem Hashem. So, Maver Lov Kulmus Makacho Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Just take the quill, dip it in the ink again, and go over the Yudke Vavke again with ink. And that's fine. And that's called Ksiva for the Sefer Torah. That's good. V'cham Omrim Ein Hashem in Amuvcha. Chum say, no, it's no good. So, that's the same thing by a get. If you have a get that's written Shalol Lishma and you want to write over it in black Shalol Lishma, it will be the same machlokas. Rabban would say no good. Rabbi Yehuda would say good. So essentially, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Black on black is kosev or not kosev. Rabbi Yehuda says kosev, right? Counts as ksiv for sefer Torah, ksiv for a get. And the Rabban would say not kosev. So when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, black on black, what should Rabbi Yehuda say? Le'ichayiv. It's kosev. And what should the Rabbanan say? Pater, not kosev. Not only that, the Gemara's next step in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Dilma Lohi, Ad Kan Lo Kamer Rabbanan Hasam Dabinan Zekeli Van Veyu Veleka, Aval Hacha Lo. Maybe even the Rabbanan that say that you're not allowed to just write the Shem Hashem over again, black on black in the Sefer Torah, maybe the reason the Rabbanan have a problem with doing that is not because of a kosev issue. Maybe even the Rabbanan agree that is called kosev, says Rav Acha. It is called writing when you write black on black. You know what the problem is? When you write black on black on a Sefer Torah, only on the Shem Hashem, how's the Sefer Torah going to look? The rest of the Sefer Torah was written once. This one was written black on black twice, so it's a bolded Shem Hashem. So it looks spotty, it looks choppy. And the Sefer Torah, it's a violation of Zekeli Van Veil. The halacha is you have to have a beautiful Sefer Torah, and this is anything but beautiful. So because it lacks beauty, that's what's going to passel it. Zekeli Van Veil. Now, in general, we will, Be'ezras Hashem, discuss Zekeli Van Veil at much greater length when we get there, and Daf Chaf, you know, when beauty passels a mitzvah, when it doesn't, when it's just a hidur and a nice thing to do, and when it's ma'akev, when it's a chiyuv, when it's just, you know, all of that. But maybe the Rabbanan hold, in principle, black on black is called writing. The only problem with doing that by a Sefer Torah is that there's a side issue by a Sefer Torah that it makes it for an ugly Sefer Torah, and so ugly that it's possible. So Frektosos, and all of the Rishonim, we got a problem over here. Our Gemara says that when it comes to Shabbos, you write black on black, Pater. It's not kosev at all. Exactly one daf later, Rabbi Yehuda definitely holds black on black is kosev. Because when it came to the Sefer Torah, you wrote Shalol Lishma, then you mavir lav kulmus lishma, it's kosher, it's a good Sefer Torah. So you see that it is called kosev. And even the Rabbanon, who aren't happy about it over there, who think that it doesn't do any good for the Sefer Torah, even the Rabbanon would be moda, according to Rav Acha's understanding of the Rabbanon, that it is called kosev, it's just a side problem of Zekeli Van Veyu. If you hold like Rav Acha, our Gemara is not only against Rabbi Yehuda, it's against Rabbanan also. And the reason that's important to note is that the simple answer that a lot of Rishonim will often go to when you have a stira between two Gemaras is they'll say, not a stira, it's a machlokas. So you can say, okay, our Gemara is assuming like the Rabbanan, that Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher Sefer Torah, he holds Dio El Gabe Dio is kosev. Our Gemara assumes like the Rabbanan that it's not kosev. But if Rav Acha says that even the Rabbanan are moda that it is kosev, Rav Acha holds that even the Rabbanan have a different problem with it. It's a Zekeli Van Veil problem, not a kosev problem. So our Gemara is going against everybody. So that's Tosfos Kasha. In Rishonim, we find three terutzim to Tosfos Kasha. One in Tosfos, two in the Ramban. So Tosfos over here says, I think we maybe read it last week, Tosfos says there's a big difference between ksiva for Hilchos Sefer Torah and ksiva when it comes to Shabbos. He says, when it comes to, let's put it this way, ksiva in general, why is it that when you write black on top of red, why is that called kosev? The letters were there before.
You're enhancing.
Whenever you enhance, that's called kosev. Now you're physically enhancing the letters. They were red, now they're black, so they're much stronger. So you physically enhance the letters. But if physically enhancing the letters makes it kosev, maybe if you halachically enhance letters, that's also called kosev. It's Tosfos' approach. So what happens? By Sefer Torah, you originally wrote Shem Hashem, but you were trying to write Yehuda and you just missed the Dalet, so it wasn't Lashma at all. And now the second time, you're not just writing it over in ink. What are you doing? You're writing it Lishma. And if you're writing it Lishma, you're making a halachic enhancement. Whenever the second ksiva is an enhancement over the first ksiva, it's called kosev. But in our Gemara, when we said that you're pater when you put black on black, we were just talking about stam writing. We were just talking about you had this piece of paper, it said chidushe, and then you took a black pen and you wrote chidushe over it. Well, you didn't do anything. Halachically, you didn't enhance it. Physically, you didn't enhance it. It's the same letter. And therefore, that's not called kosev. What would it turn out? What about by a get? If you write a get, shalol l'shma, and then you write over it l'shma.
On Shabbos?
Let's first say not on Shabbos. Is it good ksivas a get? Yeah, because you enhanced it. What about on Shabbos? Have you now been mechal Shabbos also? Because it was kosev vis-a-vis the get. So Tosfos assumes definitely that if it's kosev for get and it's kosev for Sefer Torah, so then it's kosev for Shabbos also. Meaning as long as the ksiva had any sort of enhancement. In fact, Tosfos notes that there's a Mishnah in Shabbos Tav Kuf Dalid. The Mishnah says ksav al gabe ksav is pater. That if you write on existing writing, it's pater. So the Gemara over there says, oh, that's going against Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah.
Why are we automatically assuming that if it's ksiva for get, that ksiva for Shabbos, if there's other cases that came before this that weren't? Didn't we go over cases when, regarding the parchment, that it's different halacha with get and Shabbos? Like it wouldn't be ksiva and Shabbos, but it would be ksiva again.
Right, so the way we tried to explain that was those were dinim of melechas machsheves, but that which is unique to Shabbos, not to a get. But in terms of defining an act as kosev, it's the same word, the same kosev you need for Shabbos that you need for a get. If there's something that somehow doesn't meet the standard of melechas machsheves, it's not that you're not chayav in Shabbos because it wasn't kosev, it just wasn't melechas machsheves.
Oh, so he's saying this is
Machshavah. So Tal says there is a Gemara in Shabbos, a Mishnah in Shabbos, says Ksav al gabe Ksav is pater. So the Gemara over there says that's against Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you write the second layer, you're chayiv. So it says, when you write the second layer in the Sefer Torah, it makes the Sefer Torah kasher. When you write the second layer, lishma, right? So Tal says, why do we assume it's against Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda was talking about when you wrote the second layer of Lishma, so you enhanced it. We're talking about maybe when the Mishnah says Ksav al gabe Ksav pater, it's some at our case where you just wrote on top of writing in Shabbos, so you're pater. So Tosfos says it must be that the Gemara wants that Mishnah to be speaking b'chol inyan. It wants that Mishnah to be speaking in every case. It wants it to work for every case, even when you're writing a second layer lishma. So that's why we assume that Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you can't say that Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda, because if it's against Rabbi Yehuda, it's also against the Rabbanan. According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is ksav when you write lishma the second time, the Rabbanan also hold it is ksav when you write lishma the second time. So if it's according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the Mishnah can't be going against Rabbi Yehuda because then it would be going against everybody. So the Mishnah must be talking about a case. According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you'd have to answer the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's not lishma the second time, where you're not actually enhancing anything with the ksiva. Good, that's Tosfos' answer. Two more answers in Rishonim, both in the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban, in source number 19 in the packets from last week, the Ramban writes in the fourth line, Umitarit Harav Rabbeinu Shmuel Zal Mirum Ragi, don't know who it is. The Hachak Kisha Haksav Yavesh V'lo Ahanuma Asav Aval Hasam Drabuda Bisha Adayin Hu Lach V'Akosiv Al Ksav Lach Ksavu. So what chiluk is he making? He says not like Tulsa said. Yeah, Tulsa's teretz was that it depends whether you're enhancing anything by writing Lishma the second time. Ramban says different. Ramban says that in our Gemara, the reason why you're putter when you write the second time is because you were writing on top of dry ink. The ink had already dried. Whereas if you were writing on top of moist ink, then it would be called kosev. So on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, when Rabbi Yehuda says Mavir Lov Kol Musu Mekadsha, write again Lishma with new ink, he's talking about where the original ink had not yet dried. You were trying to write Yehuda, you were supposed to write Hashem, you skip the Dalit, and then you say oh, there, you realize right away it's still wet. That's when it's called Kosev. But if it's on top of dry ink, it's not called Kosev. It's a chiluk. Couple of problems. Number one, there's no indication in the Gemara that we're talking about dry ink here and wet ink there. So it seems like made out of whole cloth. He just completely made it up. Right? That's problem number one. Is there any indication in our Gemara that we're dafka talking about dry ink? Indication over there that we're dafka talking about wet ink?
Over there it's right away. It seems. I'm saying right after he noticed.
Does it say it right away? Does it say that it's right away? I just added that detail in too.
I mean, it has to be right away. Or else, how can you remember that you meant to write Yehuda? You know what I'm saying? Right away, you realize you meant to write Yehuda.
What?
That's not something you could. That's not something you can notice later if you did a Lishma. Oh yeah, I remember. I meant to write Yehuda and wrote.
No, you knew that your last word. I was up to the word Yehuda, right? I remember that. Okay, I'm closing it. I'm up to the word Yehuda, and then you come back later and you say, "Wait, that last word I wrote wasn't Yehuda. It was Yud Kei Vav Kei. But wait, it was supposed to be Yud Kei Vav Kei. You could realize it later."
I just feel like it's more logical. It's like, oh shoot, I just wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Okay, and what? And how do I know that it's dry ink over here?
That's how I know it's dry here.
Yeah, by Shabbos. Or it could be that it's more logical that it would be dry. Otherwise, you violated kosev anyway for writing the first layer.
Maybe.
I mean, we're talking about that your first act that we're questioning whether it's Chilul Shabbos or not is the second layer of writing. But if it's still wet, when did I do that first layer?
Right,
okay. Alright, it's a chiluk. More fundamentally, what's the svara?
How do you even write on wet ink?
Yeah, so add more wet ink. It just makes it globbier, I guess, you know? But is it, but what's the svara? When I write on top of dry ink, I'm not writing. When I write on top of wet ink, I'm writing?
Because wet ink, it's not yet writing. It's not. According to Mordechai.
Good. So what did we, last week we learned this Mordechai, that if you have a get that's still wet, you're not allowed to give it because it's not considered to be written yet. If it's not considered to be written yet, so then when I write on top of it, I'm still writing. Meaning it's a continuation of the act of writing. One could argue that so long as it's wet, the ksiva is not finished. So when I'm doing more, I'm now finishing the ksiva.
Or continue.
Right, continuing the ksiva. So that's an act of writing. Which is interesting, because then it turns out, when it comes to Lishma, writing Hashem Hashem Lishma by a Sefer Torah, is it a din that it can't be written Shalom Lishma, or is it a din that it needs to be Lishma? Meaning, is the din that the entire Shem needs to be written Lishma? Or is it a din that at some point in that ksiva, you just have to put some Lishma in there? I mean, if it's a din, that just needs a little bit of Lishma. So even though that first layer of ink was not Lishma, when I continue to write on the wet ink, it's a continuation of that ksiva, I'm doing that Lishma, that's good enough. But if it's a din that the entire Shem Hashem has to be Lishma, so why does it help that it's wet ink? I'm not doing the ksiva Lishma. This is just the only reason this ksiva works is because it's a continuation of a previous ksiva. But that's not Lishma. But that's not the reason the Ramban doesn't like this teretz. The reason Ramban doesn't like this teretz is because there's another Gemara in Gittin, Nun Dalet Mbeis. The Gemara over there says that a sofer comes in one day and he has a confession to make. You hire a sofer to write the most beautiful Sefer Torah. You pay him $70,000. He spends a whole year, makes this gorgeous Sefer Torah. Everyone you show, computer check twice. Everyone you show it to says the most beautiful Sefer Torah in the world. 10 years later, sofer says, "I feel terrible. You were such a mean guy that when I was writing the Sefer, I just decided to write all the Shema Shelo Lishma." You can never tell. So he confesses. Wrote all the Shema Shelo Lishma. What do you do? So the Gemara says, what's the big deal? Just about Mavir of Kulmos, Makacha. Just write over all the Shemos in, you know, Lishma now, in black ink on top of it. Be Makadish it. That will be fine, according to Rabbi Yehuda. What does that assume? Pashtos. He's coming back later after he wrote the whole Sefer Torah. He'd be Mavir Kulmos on dry ink. And apparently, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's okay too. So that's why the Ramban rejects this. Ramban says, can't be, it's a Beferish Gemara that on dry ink it's still called Kosev. So that's why he rejects this answer. So the Ramban and the Ritva and others give a third answer. Ramban suggests...
So we're saying also the Shema must mean not just that you knew what you were writing, just that you went out of your way to say they have to do it for the Sefer Torah. You know what I'm saying? It's not just,
right.
Oh, I want
to write Lishma. Right, right. Lishma, right. We don't say Stam, just the fact that you wrote something makes it Lishma. You have to actually intend Lishma.
You knew what you were writing also.
Yeah, right. I mean, even though you weren't trying to write Yehuda, you knew that you were writing Yudke Vavke, that's still not called Lishma. Correct. So Ramban has a third approach. The Ramban's approach is the simplest. He says, it's Machlokas. Our Gemara is going like the Rabbanan, and that Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Now Tosus thought of this also, but Tosus says, "But what are you going to do about Rav Acha Bar Yaakov?" Rav Acha Bar Yaakov thinks that even the Rabbanan would say "Ksav al gabei Ksav" is called Kosev. So you can't tell me that our Gemara is just going like the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan would say it's called Kosev according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. So says Ramban. Umihu lav kushi klal dohach alib the rabbanan as yishmaitin who could not nami stomach ksav gav ksav pater viikash al revach of Yaakov domer lekaman ad kan lo kam rabbanan hasmel to be nizekhev van veyu. Are you going to ask what's revach of Yaakov going to do? Hadit nan hasm ksav gav ksav pater money. What's he going to do with the mission of ksav gav ksav pater? Ikal meimer mukil besikral gav diob devrekal. Inami savar ihu shiny lishma mi Shabbos. Tegabe Shabbos machshavas beinan v'lo ahanu ma'asav shekvar nichtav. So let's take the first. Let's take the second answer. The Ramban says. Ramban says, what's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov going to do? He's going to say that how we define kosev for Shabbos is different than how we define kosev for a get or for a sefer Torah. By a get a sefer Torah, you need ksiva lishma. A Shabbos, you need more than that. You need melachas machshavas. Now, I shouldn't say more than that, because let's say things are not done lishma. Is it a melacha for Shabbos when you don't do lishma? Let's say I write a get shalol lishma on Shabbos. Is it kosev on Shabbos? Absolutely. I knew exactly what words I'm writing. I just didn't know l'shem this isha. I was writing it stam, l'shem practice. I was practicing safas. So of course that's kosev on Shabbos. So on a certain level, lishma is a higher demand, it's a higher level. But says the Ramban, on another level, Melachas Machshavas could be a higher demand. See, when it comes to Lishma, even if the writing was already there, but now I'm just Mavir Lov Kulmus Lishma, that's called Lishma. That Ksiva is not just Ksiva, it's Ksiva Lishma. By Shabbos, if letters were already there, and I'm just putting ink on top of those letters, that may be Ksiva, but I'm not going to be chayfer on Shabbos because it's not Melechus Machshavas. Why isn't it Melechus Machshavas? It's Ksiva. Why isn't it Melechus Machshavas? So says Ramban, because letters were there before and letters are there now. I didn't add anything. I didn't do anything. I may have added this, the Ksav, and again, the Ramban doesn't hold like Tosos, that halachically adding the Lishma to it makes it a Chashav Ksiva. Ramban doesn't hold like Tosos. I have to physically be adding to it for it to be Melechas Machshavas. For it to be Ksiva, I don't need to be physically adding to it.
So,
Melachas Machsheves, I need to be adding.
So he would hold that if you trace the get lashma, then it's okay on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, would you be chay? Right, he would hold. That's major machlokes from Ban Tosfos. Right, Ramban would say on Shabbos that's okay, or at least you're not chayiv. Tosfos would say you're chayiv because once it became a chash v'ksiva, so Melachas Machsheves doesn't play a role. It is ksiva. That's by definition Melachas Machsheves. Lashma is a higher standard than Melachas Machsheves. And the Ramban will say it's not a higher standard, it's a different standard. These are different requirements. Melachas Machsheves may be more of a din in the totsa'a, in what you've produced, whereas Lashma is a din more in the kavana. Melachas Machsheves is also a din in the kavana. Right? If you do Davar Sheinu Miskavin, it's Chasar Melachas Machsheves. But the level of kavana to satisfy Melachas Machsheves is not as much kavana as you need to satisfy Lishma. To satisfy Lishma, there's no din in Totsa'a. We don't care what the results are. All we care about is kavana. To satisfy Melachas Machsheves is a combination of a whole bunch of different principles. It's a combination of Machshava issues, of Kavana issues, of Totsa'a issues. It's all part of Melachas Machsheves. So Melachas Machsheves over here, if you didn't actually produce anything new, because you didn't produce anything, there's no Totsa'a, there's nothing that's been produced, it's a Chesar of Melachas Machsheves. It's interesting. I mean, how much of the emphasis on the words Melachas Machsheves is on the word Machsheves, and how much on Melachas? Is it a din in the Melacha, or is it a din in the Machsheva behind the Melacha? So Ramban says it's both. It's both. And that's why something could be Lishma and still not be Melachas Machsheves. Good. So those are our three approaches. Let's go back to Tosfos for a second. So what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said that as long as you're adding something halachically, you're making it halachically better, so that's going to be called ksiva. So if it was shalal lishma, now you added something made lishma, that's called ksiva. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a shayla. If you have Edom who don't know how to sign, so can I write their names in red, have them sign on top of it in black? After all, you just said by Shabbos, if you do that, that's called kosev. So can you do that by a get? So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Look, I think that they should be the same, but I'm not willing to put my money where my mouth is. I'm not willing to say that we're even going to be makel based on that. Right? But Reish Lakish asked it as a shayla. Ask the achronim. Marsha beroshan. The marsha primarily. Bam kasha. He says, wait a second. According to Tosfos, even if you're writing black on black, as long as you're making a halachic improvement, that's called kosev, right? Why does Reish Lakish ask, if I have these edim that need to sign, why does Reish Lakish ask? What?
Isn't he asked about black or something?
Yeah. Why does he ask, can I put red and have them put black on top of it? Do better. You could put black down and have them put black on top of it. Because it's making a halachic improvement when it's their names and they're the ones signing it. When I put their names on the bottom of a get, that certainly does not count for anything in terms of making it a kosher get. When they put their names, makes it a kosher get. So isn't that a halachic improvement? No less than lishma is a halachic improvement. And if tracing over something lishma counts as kosev, tracing over something when it's your names and you're the aid and putting down your names, shouldn't that also be halachic improvement? That's the kasha of the marsha. Yeah.
Well, it's clearly a bigger improvement if you're putting black and red. So obviously you want to know about that. And obviously that's the better idea. Then you're improving it physically and halachically.
Right. But why do you even need to improve it physically? You're improving it halachically. So you're saying Enochinami.
Like, why not just do
Enochinami? He could have asked about black on black also, but black on red is better.
Yeah,
but okay. Enochinami. Right? Just to begin Enochinami, he could have said it. Does this thing have Marsha on the back? Close one for Marsha. It doesn't have it in the back. Yeah, let's see. Thank you. I got to find my Gemara. Okay. So what does Rasha answer? Rasha's answer is a little difficult. Says Rasha, Udmi Bayle Resh Lakish Me Rabbi Yochanan Gavi Get Mau Sheyichtu V'Lem B'Sik Rabbi Yachtemu. When Rabbi Yochanan, when Resh Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, can I just write their names in red and have them signed with black? Hainu Delo K'Rav Acha. That must be against Rav Acha. Till the day, afilu l'rabban haviksav sheniksav afilu b'dio l'gavidio. It's only Rav Acha who said that everyone agrees that writing black on black, when you're improving it, meaning Tosol Vart is within Rav Acha, because Tosol Kasha was within Rav Acha. Tosos asks the Kasha, how can we say the Ol Gavidio is not writing? The Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Aleph says it is writing, and Rav Acha thinks even the Rabbanon say it's writing. It's just that it's not saying Keli Van Veyu. So Tosos answers, yeah, you're right. Rav Acha thinks even the Rabbanon say it's writing, but that's only because you're enhancing it halachically. So just say our Gemara is assuming not like Rav Acha, that our Gemara thinks the Rabbanon would hold that it's not writing. Reish Lakish would assume not like Rav Acha. The Masaki the Hashem Yosef Lishma Elik Rav Chistas Yirulei Valib the Rabbanon. Reish Lakish holds like Rav Chistas understanding of the Rabbanon. If you hold either like the Tan Rabbi Yehuda or you hold like Rav Acha's understanding of the Rabbanon, then Enochanam Reish Lakish's Kasha is not a good Kasha. It's only Kasha if you hold like Rav Chistas understanding of the Rabbanon. Says the Karnei Re'im on the bottom of the Marsha. Wild. Karnei Re'im says, I have a different answer. I don't think this kasha is a kasha. Vili nere. Digabe get loma hani chasima se edim mishum tikun. He says, by the get, the edim, when they sign on top of my red, right, or black, let's say, not red, but on the black, that's not called tikun. It's not called that they're upgrading. Dim kein al kol padam im yuzmu. Suig glay milsa dlo yidu klal. Says, what happens if they become Edom Zomim? Someone says, no, there's no way you could have seen Ruvain divorce Leia. Imanu yisem. So then it turned out that when they put their names on it, they actually weren't being masakin anything. Right? Because they didn't enhance anything because they were Edom Zomim. And then it turns out that it wasn't Ksav at all. So then it would just turn out that it was ksav on top of ksav without edels, because they weren't really being made because they were edim zomim. V'loya klal ksav yad. V'su edim chayavim klum. But then they shouldn't be chayav as edim zomim, because then they weren't edim. And it sends you in this whole circle. U'kamod amrin babakamad afayim gimel u'gloy milsa d'psuli havim. V'im kein havei edus shiyati yachal azima. Then it would turn out that it's Eidu Shiyatu Yachal Azima. Meaning, why can't the Eidim sign black on black? Very simple. Because then it's bad Eidus. Because you'll never be able to be mazim them. Why can't you ever be mazim them? You want to be mazim them? Good. Now it turns out that it was never made. Because it was never kosev. What? Kosev is when you're misaking something. The whole tikkun over here was that the first layer that I wrote their names down, that was an Eidus. Now they're writing their names down, that's Eidus. So that's the tikkun. But if I'm saying you're a bunch of liars, so what? So then it wasn't Eidus. If it wasn't Eidus, it wasn't Ksav. And if it wasn't Ksav, then they didn't do anything wrong, can't be Mazim then. So it's Eidus Sheyati Yachal Azima. It's a very sharp part. V'yafal Gav, did we get Lobina in Eidus Sheyati Yachal Azima? He says, but wait a second, do you need Eidus Sheyati Yachal Azima by a get? Is that a din by Eidus on the get? He says, maybe you don't need Eidus Shati Yachal Azim by a get, but still, the fact that they won't become Pasul Eidim if you're Mazin them shows that this is not a tikkun in this ksav. This is not called a tikkun in this ksav. Okay, that's a creative answer. Karnir Aim. Marsha's answer is not creative at all. Marsha just says, okay, plug it in, figure out which shita this Reish Lakish could line up with. And as usual, Marsha's probably more correct. The Karnei Reim is more sharp. But in the back of the Masifta they collect something like 8 approaches or something to answer this this question. We're not doing that. Now, I just want to set us up a little bit for tomorrow. Okay, so we have this kasha on Tosos, this Marsha's kasha. Rav Asher, page Kuf Tes, at the beginning of Simon Chafei, quotes the Torah's Gittin in the Sivas, who's Mechadesh, De'ein kavanas ha-Tosos ha-Rishonim, da'ak ha-Sher hu mosif b'ksav ha-Elyon v'kosif l'shma, havi ksav ha-Elyon ksav. He says, what's the word over here? When Tosos says that you have writing there, and then you write over it l'shma, now it's ksav. What does that mean? What's ksav? The new layer of ink you added, that's ksav? Or is it that, no, when you were kosev l'shma, this new layer of ink, it made the lower layer of ink ksav? Says the Nesivis, it's not that the ksav elyon is ksav. El demahani lahachshir es haksav atachto. This is machshir, the lower ksav. Ulachshivo kilu nichtva aget v'asevi Torah l'shma. Ach be'edus ein ze mo'il. But by edus this doesn't help. Right? Why don't we suggest this? Says the Torah's Gittin. This answers the Masha's Kasha. Why don't we suggest this by... Why didn't Reish Lakish suggest this? Write in black, have them write on top of it in black, and then it will be good. Because what's the whole function of Ksav Elyon when you're enhancing? It's that it's Machshir, the lower Ksav. Say, so I'm going to write someone else's name. Then he's going to write on top of it. It's going to be Machshir, my Ksav? No, my Ksav can't become Kasher. It was the... I'm not that guy. I wrote somebody else's name. It's definitely no good. When you're talking about Lishma, it's missing a detail. So when I write on top of it, Lishma, it's Ki'ilu, the bottom one is Lishma. But over here, it's Ki'ilu, I wrote his name Lishma. Yeah, good. When I write his name Lishma, it's possible. So it's not going to help. That's how the Torah's Gittin suggests. And Maram Shif says very similar. That it's being the whole word of ksav al gabi ksav, that it works, is that it's misakin the ksav arishon. And Rav Asher quotes in Nadav Yehuda, was asked a different shaila, and he holds the same way as well. Nadav Yehuda was asked the following. We discussed before Sefer Torah. You write Shem Hashem, Shalom Lishma in a Sefer Torah. Then you write on top of it, we said according to Rav Yehuda, you write it Lishma on top of it. Asks the Shaul, a Gvaldik Akasha. Let's say, I don't want to ruin this beautiful parchment, so I cover the parchment in saran wrap, and I just write the Sefer Torah on top of the saran wrap. Is that a kosher for Sefer Torah? No, why? I didn't write on the cloth. I have a chatzitza between the ink and the cloth. So there's a Shem Hashem Shalol Lishma. It's an absolutely apostle Shem Hashem. And what do? I write on top of it Lishma. Oh, now it's all good. What do you mean? There's a chatzitza. You have this ink in between the cloth and the new ink. That's lishma. So it says in the Yehuda, no, you misunderstand. When you write shalom lishma on top, it's not that the ksav elyon is the only ksav. It's that when you're writing lishma on top, you're being machshir, the ksav that was written there underneath.
Unless you say mimimino.
Oh, okay, good, good. You could have said that. That's not what the Nodavida says. So if you're being machshir, the ksav that's underneath. And if you're being machshir, the ksav that's underneath, then it's okay, it's on a chatzitza. So bottom line is, what do you have? That the Torah's Gittin and the Yehuda, that they all seem to assume that it's being machshir, the ksav underneath. According to the Marsha, it's not that it's being machshir, the ksav underneath. Marsha, by asking this kasha, assumes that it's the ksav on top that's the real ksav. So this is the chakira. If Asher goes through, I'm like, seven nafkaminas? No, a bunch. So Mirz Hashem, tomorrow. That'll be tomorrow's shiur.